Radio, and tonight we have with us Rochelle Sparrow, and we're doing something a little bit different, and I think that it's going to be make it a lot easier for everyone involved. We are putting up sites now with pictures so that you'll be able to follow along with some of the things that we're talking about tonight. And so if you would all please go to burlingtonnews.net/spirit. You'll be able to you'll see Rochelle, you'll see myself, so you'll have a visual there. There is a place there for to contact us through Instant Messenger. All you have to do is click onto it. That should take us right to us. And also there are the pictures that we'll be talking about tonight. Now next week we'll do the same with different pictures, and you know, something, whatever we're doing will be up on that site, whether it be pictures or I don't know, we'll come up with some interesting things for you. Yeah, so anyhow, tonight I guess we're going to be speaking about psychic healing, angels, and things that we don't see that are there.
That's
remember,
right.
Folks, we only see 5% of everything. The rest is 95% of everything going on in this world. We do not see it. We're totally aware of. And then the 5% that we do see, we generally don't pay attention to anyhow. So, but before we get started, Rochelle, I thought, because this kind of goes with the show, I'd like for Brad to explain a phenomena.
Oh, yes,
that, that occurred while he was at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was quite interesting. It seems like it's got something to do with the veil thinning and then also his abilities. But anyhow, I'm going to put Brad on with you.
Oh,
and,
very cool.
And anyhow, like we don't get him on very often, but he found this fascinating as well. So anyhow, I'll give you right to Brad. Okay, and remember, folks, listening to Rochelle Sparrow at rochellesparrow.com. And please go to burlingtonnews.net/spirit to follow along with this show tonight. Okay, hold on.
Hello, Rochelle.
Hi, Brad. How are you?
I'm doing just wonderful.
Oh, good. I'm so glad to hear your voice. So what happened?
Well, while I was at work, I was up on a stepladder in the garage putting wiring in the ceiling. And for about 45 minutes, it was just like there was a lightning storm going on, only there was no clouds in the sky. You know, I could, with my peripheral vision, I could see flashes of light off to my side, and I was just wondering if you had any thoughts on what would cause that.
Well, let's call in our guides, angels, ancestors of love, light, and grace, a guiding angel on our right, guiding angel on our left, guiding angel in front, guiding angel in back, to harmonize and balance all energies that may be drawn to this particular session and to leave us centered in the Christ light. This is what we are noting. For him in particular, he is moving towards a greater thinning of the veil. So his vision is becoming very clear in terms of spirit. He's beginning to witness the flashes of light that are coming through the spiritual realms to him. This is not a physical illness or any kind of a physical problem. What we are talking about here is that his vision is opening up in many different degrees in many different areas. So this particular phenomena is about to be repeated. He's about to experience it, I'm going to say actually tomorrow, and also feels like next week. So there's going to be more of the same that is about to occur.
Well, that's cool.
Well, I'm glad you think it's cool.
Well, when it was happening, I what the heck is doing that? And I'd look around, nothing there. And, you know, because it was always on my peripheral vision. You know, just like a flash of lightning.
Cool.
And first it was on my right, then all of a sudden it was on my both sides of my head. And I thought, there's got to be a reason. Then I got, as soon as I thought that, I thought, I'm going to have Mary ask Rochelle just to see what's happening. And Mary actually said the same thing you did.
Ah! Cool. Very good, Mary. We are always tuned into one another. That's cool.
But that was about all I needed to know, and so I'll give you back to Mary.
Very cool. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
Talking to you. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, I am looking at this picture on the site.
Now, again, folks, go to burlingtonnews.net/spirit to see these pictures.
It is just so cool. I'm looking down. Now, I'm looking at calling in Archangel Michael. Am I looking at Archangel Michael here with the column of light?
Uh-huh.
That, it's just, it's so beautiful. Look at that. He's so beautiful. It's just an amazing photograph. You have got to see this photograph. So get on your computer and look at this photograph of Archangel Michael. It's about halfway down. It's just an amazing photograph. And to me, it's just so validating because I work with a lot of archangels to do healings. So to me, it's very, very interesting to see this. It's just great.
Yeah, well, you know, I think one of the things is, folks, is what makes our show popular with Rochelle is, and Rochelle and I were talking about this, is where I lack ability, Rochelle's strong. Where Rochelle lacks the ability, I'm strong.
That's right.
So we're able to give you guys a complete picture to validate that there's so much more going on in this world.
That's right. And you all have your own abilities, too, mm-hmm. to bring in to this particular process. So each one of us has a key piece that can really help one another heal. That's why we're so incredibly essential to one another.
Mm-hmm.
So that if we were all to form one huge circle and one of us dropped out of that particular spot and lost our place in that circle, we can't have the connective healing that is just so necessary for this particular planet.
Yes, and you know, And this is exactly what I was getting at, because you see, now how you heard how Rochelle explained that, right? Now, if you go down to the go to burlingtonnews.net/spirit, scroll down where it says Healing Mother Earth. Okay?
Right, you're all in a circle.
Now we're all in a circle holding hands. Now you see that healing energy that is rising upwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's pink. But now, just seconds later, okay. The connection was lost, and it shows that the lost connection to the on the photo to the right.
Right.
See, there's absolutely nothing there.
Right.
You know, so this is why I'm saying what works, you know, between Rochelle and myself. Rochelle can explain it perfectly, and, you know, she's been given that ability. Now, my ability lies in being able to photograph this, so I can, whatever Rochelle says, I can basically validate with the photos. And if you go to burlingtonnews.net/spirit, you see exactly what Rochelle said. So please, again, Rochelle, repeat that.
Okay,
so basically...
Because
it's so important.
Huh?
Because
yeah?
It is so important.
Yeah. It is so important. It's just so incredibly important because people do not know how essential they are. You are extremely essential. You all, each and every one of you, you are very, very important to this earth and to the life force of this particular dimension and this particular planet. One of the reasons being, and this is information I channeled probably, I think about 5 years ago, is that what we do on this particular planet is we are the immune system of the divine, of the source. So if you think of the universe as a huge body of God or the source, our particular space, our particular organ is we're the immune system. So we are given all of these incredibly difficult tasks, painful tasks, to heal in order to transmute them into balance and for healing for the entire universe. So we not only learn from the experiences that we move through and heal, but the source and other dimensions learn from us as well. We expand their capability and knowledge to heal. So that's how enormously important we are. We are just that important. And the other thing that I want to say in relation to that is that we all operate under the law that we manifest our lives from the inside out. So just within the very nature of that particular law is the premise that we constantly create moment by moment by moment. So we're constantly creating because we're manifesting the life from inside of ourselves outward. We are constantly given choices about our energy and about healing our energy. So if you are re-experiencing situations that may be difficult, such as if you are re-experiencing leaving, for example, an abuse situation over and over again, it's so that you consciously recognize that that situation is being recreated so that you could look at it in a conscious way and make a different choice. And that's what we're all doing. We are constantly recreating our energy inside of us so that we can make continually choices to expand and to heal. So that's what these photographs are about. If you take a look at this photograph down here where everyone is a circle, they're in the moment of the circle and their intention is to heal the planet. And the planet is responding. But the planet is not only with responding with healing energy towards the people in the circle, it's also responding with gratitude and love because it's being given gratitude and love. So, of course, what we give out comes back to us. And if you look how important each and every single one of those of those people are in the circle, they're connected to one another because they're all connected in that particular energy and they're all supporting one another and their particular healing through their intention. And then, of course, when that connection is broken, it disappears.
And you can see by the picture, again, burlingtonnews.net/spirit. You go scroll down till you find Healing Mother Earth. And you can see with the second picture to the right of it, our hands are no longer connected, and my hands are up, thus showing that the connection had been broken with the concentration of the healing energy. And then with my hands up, what I was doing was I was calling in the brothers and sisters. Very important, because we needed the, because I called the brothers and sisters in with a request that they work with us in order to bring forth another healing, a healing of love for all of our brothers and sisters, regardless if it was on third dimension or other planes, because, and regardless if it was in a small group or if it was in a global unit. We wanted to bring all the brothers and sisters together. And as you can see, when my hands lifted, okay, I was calling in the brothers and sisters, and then at a certain period of time, I felt the connection, and then I put out my request. And if you scroll down just a little further, you will see that a beam of light filled with ectoplasm came down, and sitting inside, in the middle, you'll see a colored picture, and that is, we believe, to be Michael. And for people that have a difficult time in seeing it, you can look to the right, and I did a black and white, and then I did an outline trace of Michael. And right above, and you know, just it was amazing on that one, because several years back I had received a photo of him, of one of these angels from a lady that had went with Sylvia Brown to the pyramids on a tour. And the lady was in the pyramid and she took a picture. And the picture that you see above me with my Michael and the black and white picture, you'll see another one above. And you see that again came in the form, surrounded by a beam of light with ectoplasm in that beam. I would imagine the ectoplasm is like some sort of a life force. And and then you can see even a better picture of him that the lady had made or got.
This was inside a pyramid?
That was inside a pyramid. That first one was inside of a pyramid.
In Egypt?
Mm-hmm. And then no other picture in the world that I know of was ever out there except the one that she sent me.
Wow.
Until the other night when we went out there and I called in the brothers and sisters to help us bring love. Because what the main object there was, I wanted to bring love back to all the brothers and sisters, where we ceased to hate, ceased to be separated from each other, and started to work as a unit in love. And at that point of time, we got the angel that came down in ours. It's exactly like the one that she had, except hers is more defined, But that's okay. I don't care, because we've got both pictures so people can see. And that's the main part, is that people can see. Because I feel that because it takes you past the point of belief into the point of knowing.
Right.
Which really helps a lot of people, because of the way we've been conditioned. People have been conditioned to, they have to see something, feel it, taste it, in order to really, truly be able to grasp it. So we're starting to get that. So anyhow, when I looked at the picture, I instantly felt it was Michael. What did you think?
When I tune into the energy, it's definitely Michael.
Michael.
Yeah.
And,
God bless him.
Yeah. And then he came in, and then when we ceased to be concentrating, he left, and that was it. But it goes to show you that this is the power that we all have. It's just like Rochelle said about the earlier picture, though. As soon as you lose the connection, it's done. And this is what I take a group out into the woods, it gets quite discouraging for me, because I can have so many people out there that I can connect with and I can bring this energy together. And then all you have to do is have one doubting Thomas that gets into that group and scoffs it.
Mm.
And that scoff, that laughing, will break that connection, because it throws that doubt into the rest.
Mm-hmm.
It takes their focus off what they're doing. And it's disheartening to me, because I think to myself, my God, just think what we could do if that one doubting Thomas had not ruined it, not that they're all, not like all the tours are like that, but every once in a while I'll get that doubting Thomas, and I do see that big difference. But then again, maybe that is another learning lesson for me, to see the effects that laughing at another will have on the outcome of something. And I think that our governments or the ones that are trying to control our evolution, I think that they learned this very quickly a long time ago, and that is why they have conditioned people to laugh at this type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is because if they can ridicule it, it breaks that connection for people that are trying to learn. And to try to achieve from it.
But the other good news is that person was there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really very cool, because there's something in that person that wasn't laughing, that allowed him to be present, or her to be present. I am assuming it's a him, to be present there. So there was something.
Well, that night there was no one there that was a doubting Thomas. That was the beauty, I think, that night of it, because it was all people that had truly had come to learn and to believe.
Mm-hmm. How cool.
Yeah.
So what I'd like to do tonight is actually bring in people who are out there that feel like they need physical healing.
Okay, so, before we go into that,
yeah.
though, we had one more picture up there that want to bring in. And that is the, there was a couple pictures, okay? Because you've seen the effects of positive thinking. But note, it, of course, in healing, and we can heal. But I have also discovered out there that through my pictures, that there's other things that we don't see that may be have the adverse effect on us. Instead of healing, and it may cause illness.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at the very first picture that I have on that site,
the bioform,
you see that big bioform. And that bioform, as you guys are looking at it, again, burlingtonnews.net/spirit, you'll see two trees there. Okay, two large trees. And these trees we call the guardian trees. And we always go there. These are the two trees I always use to teach people how to talk to trees. You know, so, and encourage them after they leave the trees to realize, once they've received a message of some sort from the trees, that life, communication with just one another isn't enough. We need to start opening up and communicating with the rocks, the trees, all living things, you know. The separation is not just, we can't just look at brothers and sisters. We have to look at the non-separation of all living creatures, the coming together of all living creatures, and giving them respect of being able to communicate back and forth. So anyhow, I use these trees right there, and I let, and people touch them, and they rub them, you know, and they bring their energies to one, come bring their energies as one to the tree, right? And they have some beautiful experiences there, including shifting and having out of body experiences. And but this evening, two people that walked by it that was in the group all of a sudden got deathly ill, and they bent over with stomach cramps to the point where they could not finish the tour. They actually had to turn around and go home, and they lived almost close to 100 miles away.
Mm.
But they actually had to go home, and now on the way back, and but nobody else in the group was affected. And I wouldn't have been suspect of it except for the fact that on the way back, we had another gentleman that walked by the tree, and as he walked by the tree, he doubled over as well with stomach cramps. And instead of being able to come to the center, his wife had to take him directly home. I mean, when he got to the car, he was actually bent over, and his forehead was beaded with perspiration. And so I thought to myself, now something's wrong. Something's going on, you know. Not two sets of people at the same location. And sure enough, what I did is, when I was going through the pictures, I came across these two trees. And as a person looks at this, you'll see that, that all that vanilla color that you see in the background, that is a bioform. That's one big blob. That was a night sky. There was, if you look at the other pictures, nothing but blackness was showing behind those behind those trees. But that big blob, that big bioform, which we think is like a one-celled amoeba, actually came in. And I think what it was doing was feeding off the energies that we had been, you know, is like, you know, like how we have fish in the sea. I think that we have these entities that swim about in our atmosphere, you know. And I think this is one of those, like a squid or a whale of some sort, you know, trying to, if you have to categorize it in any way. But it's more like a one-celled amoeba, though, that actually came in to feed. Just like
how
we
feed. What are the pictures all the way over the black and white to the left?
Now, the black and white to the left, these are pictures that Trevor Constable had taken a long time ago, showing what these bioforms look like. And then the picture to the right is another bioform that was taken, I believe, during World War II, that his daughter had taken. Of a bioform, because that had come in to inspect the gunnery there, you know. And I put the two pictures, superimposed them over the other picture, so that people could understand more about these bioforms.
What do you think it was doing there? What was your feeling?
I think it was probably attracted to all the energy that was there. Maybe it was just swimming about and and noticed the people, and it just, you know, like a fish out of curiosity came over, or it came over to eat energy. And I think that some people were affected by it where other people weren't, depending on their energy. I don't know. It's one of these things we've never, ever really encountered out there. We've encountered small bioform, you know, but we've never encountered something this huge. I mean, this thing is just incredibly large. But what I was getting at is, what I found based off this picture is that some people, you know, there's energies out there, and we can use energy to heal, but you know, there's other energies out there that we get violently ill from, and we try to find, you know, we think, oh, it's a cold, it's a flu, or, you know, I must have ate something. But after seeing this, I also have to, as of now, be able to bring in another cause of illness, and that is some of the things that we encounter that we don't see that's floating around in our air. You know, that we're making contact with. You know, and you know, frankly, they could be dangerous. You know, to our health. You know, I don't know. I don't. You know, so it's something that my studies is definitely going to start leading into is more on these bioforms, but so little information out there on them. But anyhow, and then the other pictures that we have down there is just I took a picture of the laying of hands because I wanted people to see what can be done as far as energy goes. You can actually think of something. Okay, in this case, I was thinking of a card. And as I was thinking of that card, I put my hand on this person's wrist. And then as I pulled my hand away, I took a picture of that wrist. And as you can see, superimposed on, or branded practically, psychically branded on his wrist is that card that I was thinking of.
What was it? Do you remember the card?
What was that card, Brad? King of Hearts? Queen of Hearts?
I'm just trying to see if I could see the outline.
Huh?
I could definitely see the outline.
Brad thinks it was the Jack of Hearts.
Jack of Hearts. I'm just
But
very cool.
Yeah, but anyhow, again, this is something that, you know, because I'm just kind of giving a lead into what Rochelle's going to be talking about, because this is something, but this is like laying of hands, because I was thinking of that card, and I laid my hands on, thus psychically branded the impression of that card. And then, as you see down below, this is when I'm using my hands to psychically heal. You know, I'll bring my hands to a certain point in vibration, and then I lay my hands on a person. And you can see how the person, how you can see the energy coming off my hands into her skin, that redness, and then the purple, you know, on her eyelids. And as a matter of fact, she had something, I was going to contact her, but she had something wrong with her that she'd had ever since, well, they had said that it was incurable, some sort of something in her system, you know, like I think it was in her colon area, I'm not quite sure. But anyhow, they said that that she'd went to a lot of doctors and there was nothing they could do about it. But she says after I had done that when she went back to the doctor, it wasn't there anymore. You know,
awesome.
But the thing was, I had no idea of, you know, I was just, you know, doing something on laying of hands that night, you know, as a study. And I used her, you know, to study as my study that night. But anyhow, so I'm saying, well, I guess what I'm saying is that sometimes too, like with me, when I do laying of hands, I just call in all the experts from the other planes to do what they want to do, and I don't ask them to heal the heart or heal anything because I really don't know what's wrong with the person, so I just kind of like leave it open for them to decide what to do. And in this case, because I had no idea about this woman's condition, but somebody that came through me that used my hands did know what was wrong and cured her of it.
That's right. Calling in the experts is always a good plan.
Yeah, calling in the angels. And that is what the Rochelle wants to speak about tonight.
That's right. So I'd like to work with people who have physical illnesses, physical diseases that need help physically tonight. So please call us, or you can instant message me, Rochelle, R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E, underscore Sparrow, S-P-A-R-R-O-W. And Ted just instant messaged me, so I told him to instant message you.
Well, my instant messenger, folks, I just want to say, all of you that was trying to get through with me, I had so many people on my instant messenger, I think it kind of like broke down a little bit, so I'm loading it back up again. I had an error, so
okay.
Forgive me for that. But anyhow, if you can't get through to me, you go to Rochelle Sparrow as well, instant messenger. How do you do the ears? Rochelle underscore Sparrow,
Rochelle
right?
underscore Sparrow.
Okay, so kind of go to Rochelle or to me tonight, and because mine just kind of like crashed.
Oh.
Okay, but it's back up again now, so hold on just a second, folks, and I'll be right with you.
Okay.
So, okay, so anyhow, go on, Rochelle, please.
Yeah, so that's what I want to work with, because a lot of my work is now branching out into that particular area. I do a lot of healing work with Archangel Metatron, who is just, he's so large, and basically what he does is he's the manifester of the universe, so he comes in and he helps manifest healing and balancing for people. So what he's been doing is he's been helping me work with people who have anxiety or depression or feel like they have just emotional blocks that they're not able to heal. So I bring him in, and he sits at the crown of an individual's head, at their crown chakra, and he holds them. So he literally contains their energy and helps them feel very safe. And then what happens is that through my channeled guidance, the guides start to talk about memories that the person may have experienced when they were children. So they begin to bring up memories for people, and also helps them remember whatever feelings they have attached to those memories. So once it's brought up consciously, then of course people are able to clear it and get to another place emotionally. So that's the type of work that I've been doing, as well as also doing the same thing for physical healing. Can you heal a deteriorated spine? I just got a message from Eliza. I'm not sure. I don't heal anything, that's for certain. But what I do is I'm a translator, and I help channel in energies that can heal. So let's, so you want to focus, should I take Eliza first, Mary?
Pardon?
Okay. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so what we're going to do is I'm going to say, yes, we will work on you.
And we're talking to who now, Elijah?
Eliza.
Eliza.
Okay. Yeah.
And for anyone that wants some healing done tonight, contact either Rochelle underscore Sparrow or Burlington News.
Okay, so let's go with Eliza first, and then I'm also getting Ted.
Okay.
But if your instant messenger is up, I'm going to ask you to go to Mary. Otherwise, it's going to become very disorganized very quickly. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Mary to join us. And Mary, you and I are going to be holding our hands together. And I'll tell you what, let's all join hands.
Okay, yeah.
So in your third eye, folks, you are with us in spirit out there. And we are all joined hands in a large circle. And what we're going to do is we're going to put Eliza in the center. And Eliza, it's going to be about physical healing tonight. Okay.
Now, visualize, folks, when you're in that circle and we're all holding hands, put your hands out, okay? And feel the heat of one person's hand holding yours, and feel the heat of the other person's hand holding yours. You'll actually feel it, because I am. I'm feeling the tingles in both of my hands. And, okay, and then I'll, so concentrate on that.
That's right. and just feel that wonderful warmth that Mary is talking about. And I'm going to start to channel now. And just call in the archangels. Now, we are placing Eliza. Now, she has a deteriorated spine, so that's what our intention is for this entire group, is to help her heal her spine. So what we're going to do is place her in the center. And as we do so, we're having our wonderful intention opened to calling in all of the archangels, the healing archangels, who can also begin to heal Eliza. So what I'm going to do, Eliza, can you instant messenger me? And the guys are asking me to let me know when you feel the light of Archangel Metatron, Raphael, Michael, in the center with you, in the center of the circle. So just let me know. Let me know when you feel the archangels.
And folks, I request that until we get this done, do not send any instant messengers in anything, because it's very important that we do not break this connection. All of you that are going to be doing this, keep your minds focused until Rochelle tells us it's done. Don't think of anything else. Total concentration. Okay, thank you. So now again, we're in this, we put our hands out, we join each other's hands, put them in the circle. Liza's going to be inside that circle. And the angels, go on, Rochelle.
Okay. I just got confirmation that she feels the light of the angel. Okay, so what we're going to do, Eliza, is I am going to tune into you. So, of course, I'm calling in your high self with your permission, with the guides and angels and ancestors of love, light, and grace. The guide and angel on our right, left, front, back, to harmonize and balance all energies that are now in this circle and to leave us centered in the Christ light, in the universal light of love and healing, and with all the archangels present. And what I'm going to do, okay, good. She says that she feels them at her side. So let's channel. So now, what we are suggesting for Eliza is that she focus in on moving in to this light. Okay? So basically what they're saying, Eliza, is that you're feeling the light at the side of you, and they want you to be in the center of the light. As though it's burning on top of your crown chakra, and that's what I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling an intense light in my crown chakra. Okay, she's just said yes. Okay, so now what I'm going
to... I'm feeling it, too.
Okay, great. So, all of you out there may be feeling this wonderful, bright light. Good. So, now what we're going to do is channel. What we would like to do is to let Eliza consciously know what information the deteriorated spine has given her, so that she can consciously bring up this information for her to know that it has now served her purpose. We see and have asked her high self if she needs to have this infirmary any longer to teach her information. Her high self has responded, Eliza, what do you get? I want to ask her, do you need this infirmary to teach you any more lessons, life lessons? K, Can you instant message me? Okay, she's got a tingle. Do you need this infirmary? Do you need this physical problem anymore to teach you life lessons, to expand your knowledge about yourself and your life? Do you need it anymore?
And for all of you, please concentrate and send healing energies. Think of healing being sent into the circle surrounding her, working all as one with the angels.
What are you getting, Eliza, from your high self as an answer? Ask for a simple yes or no. Okay. Okay, she got a no. Great. So that now we are about to bring in the that's exactly what I got too, by the way. Did you get that too, Mary?
They know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. So now we're going to consciously bring in the information. What this injury has served is, it feels like I got car energy, is to allow her to know more about empathy, empathic compassion for others, to know about herself through pain, frustration, anger, has been fruitful in that she responds genuinely to someone who has great difficulty, not only physical difficulty, but problems emotionally, much different than previously. So that now what is occurring is that that lesson, that energy of knowing how to respond empathically to another has already been learned. So why keep this condition around? Now, I just wanted to say that we are all immortal. And because we are all immortal, you cannot injure the divine. There is no injury. There is no devastation. There's nothing that can happen to us either physically or emotionally that can damage us, because we are divine. We are immortal. So we are like the cat that gets up and gets up and gets up again. Okay, now. So that we are suggesting that now she begin to allow the archangels to converge upon her, to allow them to actually sit in her space with her, hold her, and heal her. And what I'm sensing is that one angel is on her shoulders, another is on her lower back, one is facing her, and there's one sort of kneeling down by her legs and feet, just being with her and healing her as we speak. We also suggest, Eliza, that you breathe in this wonderful white healing light. And as you continue to do so, remember your divinity. Retrain your mind and thoughts to accept the truth that you can heal, that you're being healed, and we are all present for your healing now. So continue to breathe in this wonderful white light. And as you do so, breathe in the healing energy and bring it down through your crown chakra, down through all your chakras, and out through your feet. And I really feel that burning inside of me right now. And as you do so, continue to channel in this wonderful white light. We are about to send the biggest angel of all to you. It is the God angel, the source angel, the angel of God, the angel Jesus, who is about to come to you right now. Now that he is present with you, he's going to take you in his arms and hold you. And as he does so, he's placing his arms around you and his hands on your spine. He's literally taking out your spine, and he's reconfiguring the energy. And as he does so, he's moving all this energy around. So I'm just going to be with this energy and just tell you what I'm sensing. All this very strong movement of energy, just kind of flashing energy back and forth. Movement of energy back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Oh, something just stopped. And now, okay, he's placing it back into your back, your spine. Okay, and something is now feeling lighter for me. So that is what we do. We help heal everyone. We move toward the light.
We were doing this just in the latter part. I seen a tornado, a small, very small, thin tornado appear like a cloud above the circle, and a funnel drop down out of it, a white funnel, a very thin, narrow funnel that dropped down out of that, and it came down, and it went right down through her chakras, down into the earth. So it seems like Mother Earth was absorbing it.
Wonderful. Okay, I just sent her an I am. How are you? So right now, I just want to close the circle, okay, and put our hands down towards the earth and then up again to release whatever energies need to be released for absorption into the atmosphere around us for healing and rebalancing.
I generally take one hand, point it down, and bring the other hand and put it up.
That's a wonderful, exactly the same idea. That's wonderful.
That way it allows the connection.
Do you have any preference for either hand?
No, it just allows the connection, you know, from running from, you know, like a circulatory type connection from the celestial to the earth, and then from the earth back up to the celestial.
Okay,
and allowing my body to go, you know, allow the energies to flow through my body, down through, and back up again. Out through the hand.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, well, I'm instant messaging her.
And what do you want to do with the group that you have standing in the
circle?
Let's
continue on and see if somebody else would like to join us for a healing tonight.
Ted would like to have some healing done on his back.
Okay. Now, he's got a lower back problem?
I don't know. He just says, lower back.
Okay.
He says it hurts him all the time.
All right. So we are going to do the same process with Ted. So we are forming a circle. We are back in our circle. So just imagine all of us in our wonderful circle.
Now, and also remember, all these energies, all these angels are still there. They have not left. They're still there waiting for the other person to step in. Am I correct in this?
Yes. I just got an instant message from Eliza. I need to read this to you. At this moment, I do not feel pain in the injured area. That is how powerful and how important we all are in order to help and heal.
So she lost all pain?
Yeah. At this moment, I do not feel pain in the injured area.
Okay, wonderful. Blessed be to the mother, the father, the brothers and sisters for helping Elijah. Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, and God bless us all. Okay. All right, so we are back in our circle. And I'm going to go back into channeling. That's correct. Ted's injury is about to be exposed for his knowing. Okay, they're going into life purpose. But before we do that, we're going to call in Ted's guides, angels, ancestors of love, light, and grace, a guide and angel on my right, a guide and angel on our left, a guide and angel in front, a guide and angel in back. Yes, Eliza, please be part of his healing, so please join the circle. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eliza.
And leave us centered in the Christ light. Okay. With all the wonderful angels and ancestors and guides of love, light, and grace. Okay. So now we are about to place Ted again in the center. Okay. So just imagine that we all see Ted. And we see him. He's got a wonderful kind of turquoise scarf on, by the way. Looks like a young guy, probably in his 20s, with longish hair. So we're seeing Ted, his wonderful bright spirit, in the center of the circle. Okay. And now, call in Archangel Metatron. He's a very large archangel. He's the manifester of the universe. And he is immediately going to place him on a crossed knee. Okay.
I feel like a big ball of a putty is sitting right on my third eye right now, pulsating.
Okay, good. He's placing him across his knee so that he can feel, the stretch. Ted needs stretching. There's some kind of, it's actually what they're saying is there feels like there's some kind of a pulled muscle present. Something very tight there. Okay?
I feel some sort of blockage there someplace. It's almost crystallized to the point where I could almost hear cracking sounds.
Okay, good.
You know, like your snap, crackle, pop, you know, mm-hmm. cereal, you know, that kind of crackling sound.
Okay. So what we suggest is Mary ask for more information about the blockage, and Rochelle, you ask Archangel Metatron to literally stretch his back. Oh, wow. Now, that's a very interesting energy that I just felt. This was almost like he was being moved up and down, like literally he's being stretched up and down, like if I were to grab his legs and his head and pull my arms up and then pull my arms down, push my arms down rather, and then pull my arms up and push my arms down. That's exactly the motion that I just felt. Okay. Okay. Mary, do you have any information about the block?
Yeah, there's an anger there. Maybe it's a forgotten anger. I don't know, but there's
a forgotten anger.
An anger.
Anger. Okay.
There's an anger there, that spot that needs to be released.
Okay. Anger about a burden.
I don't know about a burden, but it's just an anger there.
Okay. Now, the part about the burden was the addition from the guide. So let's just see what else is more about that. In that, what has occurred is a childhood resistance.
Yeah, yeah.
and it feels like father energy is coming in. So what we suggest to him is to really take a good, long, hard look about that particular relationship issue in which there was a struggle for control, because the lower back is now struggling to be in harmonic balance, but the rigidity is present because the struggle is on balance due to a controlling factor that he still places upon himself from father. So what we suggest is that he truly look at that particular unhealed situation and talk, because not only this situation currently that we are doing right now with Ted is helping to heal him, but the healing is going to continue in mending the relationship with father. So that is what we suggest.
I'm hearing something too.
Uh-huh.
It's saying for all of us to come together and in our circle, visualizing Ted, and we're to visualize our fingers turning warm, and the warmth is love, okay? And we're supposed to take our fingertips into the lower part of Ted's back, and we're taking these etheric fingers of love, and we need to apply those etheric fingers of love and weave them in and out of the spine area with love, thinking love shall heal, love shall heal, love shall heal, going back and forth and allowing it to get hotter and hotter and hotter, you know, applying the heat of love, the healing love, going in and out of his spine.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us in a concentrated effort start doing this.
And what I'm doing as Mary's talking is I'm actually moving my hands.
Yeah, I am too. My fingers are in Ted's spine right now.
So think of your, move your fingers and just think of your fingers right in there.
Yeah.
Just with love, just healing and limbering up that particular energy. Something just released.
Yeah, I feel little boy.
Yeah.
Healing.
So that energy just released a little bit. So we're just going to continue.
I'm getting goosebumps. I'm getting body rushes all the way through right now as I'm doing this.
Ah, wonderful. Okay, so Eliza says, does he have a burr or a spur? That's a
burr or a spur can still be, that's the crystallization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a build up of crystallization.
Okay. So we're just going to continue to
massage. But the etheric massaging that we're all doing right now can break up that crystallization.
Yes, yeah, so we're going to add to
And in the meantime, Ted's got to straighten out his back and take those healing. He's got to relax, breathe in and out.
Mm-hmm.
As you go out, relax so that we can get in there and focus more on those on that spine.
And think of yourself, Ted, releasing anger. Just releasing that anger. Allow yourself to release it. Go deeper into it. You release by going deeper into something, not avoiding it or running away from it.
And mend it with love. Very important. Love
right.
and forgiveness.
That's right. Go into it.
That's what I was told. Forgiveness. Love and forgiveness.
And just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. You can feel the resistance.
I can, yeah.
And, yeah, feel the resistance and just allow your resistance to go. Let it go.
And, folks, what we're doing here right now, as we're bending, you know, massaging his lower back, remember that as we do this now, it always stays there. We're creating this impression right now in the now of us doing this. So no matter, even if after weeks from now, years from now even, all Ted has to do is be able to go back, take his memory, go back to this time that we did this, and use this impression to continue with the healing.
That's exactly right.
because what we're doing right now always stays. It never goes, just like our thoughts. That's why you can't take thoughts away, is because once they're out there, they're always out there. Just as our healing of the massaging of Ted's spine right now, it'll always be there for him to use. Always.
All right. Eliza writes, did his father call him a pain in the ass? I think that's a very interesting question. Could this be part of the pain internalizing his words? Ted, was it? And if it is, can you let that go? Can you give yourself the gift of letting that go? Letting it go with love. Letting it go.
All right. In the name of the brothers, the father, the mother, the brothers and sisters. Amen.
I'm just going to go back to channeling for a minute. He is desperately trying to let go. And I just want to talk a little bit about ego, in that he's having difficulty thinking of right and wrong. And we are suggesting here that to let go is correct. It is the correct course of action for himself, not for anyone else, but for him. So letting go is correct for Ted. That is the correct way.
And also remember, folks, any time that you do healing, whatever you're doing to others comes back on you. So not only when any time that you do healing on another, you actually do healing on yourself.
That's right. The energy from inside of you always manifests outside of you.
And when you're healing with love, you automatically are protected. So never fear healing, as long as you stay in the vibration of love to do it.
Okay, let me go back to channeling. We suggest that he further think about his own life and self with Archangel Metatron by his side. We suggest also that he continue to let go of this particular emotion by discussions with Father, by talking, about his particular feelings, and also by allowing himself the gift of feeling worthy for healing. Okay? So just know that we are all worthy of healing. Just know. Okay? And with that, what I'd like to do is close the circle for tonight. So let me channel that. We are just going to give great thanks for all of you. We are removing Ted from the center right now, but we're not leaving you alone, Ted, because you are leaving. Okay. No, he just said all the time, I have to adjust myself to the general opinion. Okay, well, adjusting yourself to his opinion has left you not adjusted in your lower back.
And remember, we should never adjust ourselves to anyone's opinion except ours.
That's right,
because
it's left you out of alignment.
Yeah.
And that has caused you some feelings. I would suggest you might want to think about what those feelings are and discuss them. Okay, so going back. So we're not leaving you alone, Ted. We're leaving you with Archangel Metatron, who's now walking back with you to the circle, to the part of the circle. And now we are dropping hands with great gratitude and love for all that has helped us tonight, with one hand down to the earth and one hand up to the sky. We are just allowing those energies. And you might want to do that. I literally have my hand right down to the earth right now, uh-huh, and one hand up to the sky. And just allowing all those energies to move up and down into the earth, up to the sky, to rebalance and harmonize with great love. And I just want to thank everybody in this group tonight for just who you are and your availability and your healing tonight. I just really, really value your participation.
In case that somebody may have absorbed energy, a negative energy in this case, because we're dealing with illnesses, what we as healers try to do is we allow others, you know, outside of ourselves to do the healing. But in the case of Ted, what we did is we actually went in there and massaged him. So some of you, if you feel it necessary, might want to just stand and take your hands and shake them, you know, and to shake off that energy, you know, that built up energy. You know, just shake it off. As you're shaking it off, just ask that that energy be received back into Mother Earth, and absorbed and sent back up into the heavens and be used again for healing instead of illnesses and pains.
That's right.
Amen.
That's good.
Okay. So okay. Shake your booty.
Ted says, thanks. I felt a warmness on my lower back when Mary used her finger and all others.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And Eliza says, thank you, with several exclamation points, very much blessing.
And, folks, go to burlingtonnews.net/spirit, and you'll be able to understand a little bit of what we did tonight, because it actually shows my hands and how my hands turned into those psychic fingers. And that's what you guys were doing tonight, is if you'd had a camera, digital camera, and you'd been able to shoot your hands, you would have seen that your hands would have probably turned like that as well.
How wonderful.
Thank you all.
Thank you, everyone.
And Wednesday night, we've got Rochelle Sparrow back on at 5 o'clock Central, I believe it is, with Sarah Simmons.
I'll be on the Rochelle Sparrow Connection. Thank you so much. And also visit my new website. I have a brand new website. It's been completely redone. And please join my newsletter for all upcoming events, and I'll have the times and dates of the show. That way I can instant message you or send you an email. Oh, Ted says, and when you wrote about stretching, I felt like a chewing gum.
The old Gumby effect.
Yeah, exactly. You could have a whole show on the Gumby effect. Anyway, sign up for my newsletter so that way I can send you out messages about all the shows here on Mary's site and let you know what's going on. So everyone, just have a very blessed night. Mary, thank you so much again.
Oh, you're welcome. It's always a pleasure to have you, RochelleSparrow.com.
Thank you.
Okay, and folks, you're listening to BurlingtonNews.net. So, and again, if you remember, this site is with the pictures that go along with this the show we did tonight, BurlingtonNews.net/spirit. And the next show that we do with Rochelle Sparrow will also have a new website. Again, each show we do will have different pictures that you'll be able to follow through with, you know. So
cool.
Hopefully it'll be able to help a lot of people. And remember, folks, one thing I think that's so important, remember, when any time that you get angry, become angry with someone, you know, you don't hurt that person that you're becoming angry with. You're going to, well, yeah, you can hurt them too, I guess, but you also hurt yourself. Each time you feel anger, get rid of it. Shake it off. You know, get rid of it. And get it out of there and send it back to the universe and have it healed, you know, and blessed. Because if you don't, it crystallizes in your body.
That's right.
And it causes pains.
That's,
you know,
right.
All these aches and pains are brought on from little tiny getting angry over little tiny things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, concentrate in the following week and see how many times you guys get angry over little tiny things, like a light bulb or a pencil. You dropped a pencil or some little tiny thing that is so irrelevant in life, but you'll get a little bit angry with it. And every time you do, you build that up. You put another crystal in your body. You know,
that's right. And when you do get angry, you may have to do something about it. You may have to say something about it with love, yeah. Or you may have to find out what it's all about. Either way, it's a teaching tool.
Yeah.
So Until next time, you all have a very good evening.
Okay. God bless you all, and good night, Rochelle.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.